Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're spicing things up with a dash of fintech. Pay by Bank is heating up, and we're diving into the sizzling details.
Ooh, Pay by Bank. Sounds interesting. Is it like waving your checking account at the cashier?
Haha, not quite. It leverages open banking, which is basically sharing your financial data securely with third-party providers so they can initiate payments directly from your bank account. Think of it as a streamlined, secure ACH transfer.
Got it. So is this going to replace my Apple Pay? Because I love that sweet, sweet tap-to-pay action.
That's where it gets interesting. Adam Darcy, Trustly's CPO, thinks Pay by Bank will complement existing methods. Imagine Apple Pay with Pay by Bank functionality built in. BNPL integration paved the way, so this could be the next big thing.
Whoa, a digital wallet turbocharged with direct bank payments? Sign me up. But is America ready for this?
Darcy says the U.S. is still in the early stages. Standardization and consumer education are key. But with Rule 1033 coming into play, open banking is getting a major legitimacy boost. This could be a game changer.
I see, interesting. So more trust, more clarity, more adoption.
Precisely. And get this. U.S. consumers often trust Apple more than their own banks. That's a powerful indicator of where things could go.
Wow, that's mind-blowing. But what about the banks? Are they on board with this whole open banking revolution?
Larger banks might handle compliance costs better than smaller ones. But Darcy's optimistic about industry collaboration. Third-party providers could be the key to unlocking the potential for everyone. Oh, and real-time payments are also part of the mix.
Real-time payments? Like instant money magic?
Kind of. Faster settlements, higher limits. But there's always a but, right? Fraud is a major concern. Real-time payments are irreversible, which makes them tempting targets for scammers.
Oh no, so what's the solution?
Darcy pointed to models like Hong Kong's centralized anti-fraud system. We need robust security measures to keep the bad guys at bay.
Makes sense. So merchants need to be on board too, right?
Absolutely. Trustly's seen success in telecom and gaming, saving merchants millions. But it's not just plug and play. Tailored strategies, data-driven segmentation, A/B testing, it's all on the table.
So personalized approaches are key, not a one-size-fits-all solution.
Exactly. Think groceries, fuel. Everyday retail is ripe for disruption. Incentives and data can boost loyalty and cut costs. And then there's AI.
AI? Is it going to take over our wallets?
Not exactly. It's already crucial for fraud detection. But imagine AI-powered financial assistance on our devices, giving us personalized insights, simplifying complex financial stuff, even managing our cash flow.
Wow, a personal finance guru in my pocket? That's wild. So Pay by Bank, open banking, it's all happening. What's the bottom line?
The Pay by Bank scene is set for explosive growth, but challenges remain. Fraud, standardization, consumer education, innovation and partnerships will be the secret sauce. And that's a wrap, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show.
Bye-bye.